In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terrors fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among Thy servants, of a handmaid from among Thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need, which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willest, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today, you are with us and we're going to speak about being the guest of Allah.
ولد الهلال المبتغى فالصوم أوشك يبتدي رمضان يا ضيف الورى قد زرتنا في الموعد كنا على جمر الغضا من واله ومفند رمضان يا ضيفا أتى يجلو لنا القلب الصدي.
Today Sunday is the first of Ramadan 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar corresponding to the 14th of Farvardin 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar and the 3rd of the month of April 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open the Holy Quran and we bless this moment by recitation of chapter Ar-Rahman, verses 1 to 6. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Ar-Rahman.
The most merciful.
'Allama al-Qur'an.
Taught the Quran.
Khalaqal insan.
Created man.
'Allamahu al-bayan.
And taught him eloquence.
Ash-shamsu wal-qamaru bihusban.
The sun and the moon move by precise calculation.
وَالنَّجْمُ وَالشَّجَرُ يَسْجُدَانِ.
And the stars and trees prostrate.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
مَا لَنَا رَبٌ سِوَى.
The chapter has 78 verses and it was revealed in Medina. The designation of the chapter derives from the first blessed verse, the most gracious. Ar-Rahman, one of the most beautiful names and attributes of Allah, Imam Kazim, peace be upon him, said, "There is a bright, best thing for everything, and that of the Quran is Surah Ar-Rahman."
أشهر الرحمن فيك أنزل القرآن.
This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and now we look at the meaning of being the guest of Allah in the month of Ramadan. Let's imagine that a messenger from one of the greatest kings of the world has come to us and says, "The king has invited you to his feast and he has so much attention to you. He wants to give you every precious gift and governorship of such regions. And above all of those honorable gifts, the king is so satisfied with you and so eager to see you and get near to you and even wants to assign you as one of his nearest ones." So in this situation, what will be our reaction? How can we make ourselves ready for this very important meeting? Then we must compare the greatness of this king to the King of the Kings, the Lord of the Lords, the Creator of the worlds and everything in them, the one that is the real owner of everything that is known as a being. Now, we refer to the starting part of this essay. We are invited to the feast of Allah if we really and honestly believe that there is a God, there is Allah, and if we believe that the messenger of Allah does not tell any lie. So what is our reaction to the call of Prophet of Islam on this invitation? Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi-nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to talk about why the month of Ramadan is described as the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find that in this connection, what's important is that the person who has prepared this reception and has invited everybody to it is none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the announcer of this preparation, of this special reception, was none but the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We find that according to Islamic instructions, it's indicated that if people had known what graces of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be provided for them throughout the month of Ramadan, they would have certainly wished the whole year become the month of Ramadan. And the month Ramadan is very much important in the sense that we find that from the first moment of the arrival of the month Ramadan up to the end of the month Ramadan, and especially up to the end of Eid al-Fitr, the end of Ramadan feast, many and thousands or perhaps millions of sinners would be rescued because of the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the whole world in the month of Ramadan from the hellfire. Millions of people would be released and delivered from the hellfire, all because of the extra and the special favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the month of Ramadan and those people who observe fasting in it. Now we find that, apparently it consists of enduring hunger and thirst, has many benefits, physical benefits. Apart from physical benefits of fasting, the spiritual benefits of fasting is abundant and much more superior than the physical benefits of fasting. According to the Holy Quran, we find that fasting wasn't anything special to Islam only. Rather, in all pre-Islamic religions, a kind of fasting was observed. And in this regard, it's a good topic for cross-cultural or comparative religious studies to find out what were the regulations or indications of fasting in pre-Islamic religions. Thank you very much for listening to this episode.
Ramadan, ya Ramadan, ya nafhat al-Rahman. رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران.
Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners, you are listening to IRIB English Radio and this program today is special. Now we reach to ways to welcome the month of Ramadan. At first, planning and determination. Dear friend, you should make a good plan for the whole month about how you're going to organize your days and evenings during the month of Ramadan. plan special schedules for your work so that you can pray on time, read the Holy Quran, and take sahur. What is sahur? The meal consumed early, in early morning before Fajr prayer. And iftar. What is iftar? Breaking the fast as sunset, Maghrib prayer on time. Have sincere intention and determination to take full advantage of this time. Also, have a full determination and commitment that you will not do any sin or anything wrong during this time. Make sincere repentance and seek the forgiveness of those whom you might have offended. In this way, you can benefit much more from your fasting and prayers. Yes, we are on a special banquet, and it is the banquet of Allah. In a sermon which he delivered on the first day of the holy month of Ramadan, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, while addressing the fasting ones, said, "O you who are fasting, reflect on your affair, for surely you are a guest of your Lord in this month. Observe how your attitude is during the night and day, and how you protect the members of your body from disobeying your Lord, and make sure that you do not sleep through the night and be heedless during the day, so that your month ends while your burden still remains on your shoulders, such that when the fasting ones are paid their due, you are among the losers. And while they enjoy prosperity in the neighborhood of their Lord, you are from the expelled ones."
Once Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, "What is the best of deeds in the holy month of Ramadan?" The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi told him, "Ya Ali, al-wara'u an maharimillah. The best of deeds in the month of Ramadan is to keep away from sins and to observe the sanctity of God's laws. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us all with beautiful hearts, and the Almighty God is the light of the heavens and the earth. He is the light of the universe. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. And Allah has granted us that light in our hearts. Our hearts illuminate and radiate with the light of the Almighty God. But every sin that we commit imposes a barrier on our hearts. It creates a layer of dusting on our hearts. Have you seen when dust collects on something? That's what sins do to our hearts. They begin to dim that light. With every sin, a new layer is put on the heart until the heart cannot glow anymore. The month of Ramadan is that opportunity to reclaim the radiance and the light of our hearts by washing our hearts from sins and asking the Almighty God to forgive us through His light.
Inshallah, we continue and we speak more about this topic that is about the month of Allah. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time.
طمأن طمأن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن طمأن طمأن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان ضمآن ضمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن
Food for thought.
Hello, dear friends. On the start of the blessed month of Ramadan, we present you a hadith Qudsi in which Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, has said, Allah the Exalted says, fasting is exclusively for me. And I will reward it.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very noble and beautiful tradition regarding the month of Ramadan. Here at Hadith of the Day, we'd like to express our congratulations and extend our congratulations to our esteemed and noble audience on the commencement of this most beautiful and spiritual month of Ramadan. Wherever you are in the Muslim world, if it is Ramadan for you, we would like to congratulate you for this commencement of this most spiritual and beautiful month. Today we're going to be looking at a very beautiful tradition from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding the month of Ramadan. The Prophet said, "Shahru Ramadan, Shahrullah." The month of Ramadan is the month of God, and it is a month in which God increases the good deeds, meaning increases the reward for good deeds. It's a very famous tradition, you know, from the Holy Prophet, that in this holy month, even the breaths that we take are considered as good deeds, and it's written as good deeds for us. Right? This shows you the intensity of the spiritual opportunity that the month of Ramadan is. And then the Prophet says, and in this month, the evil deeds are wiped out. They're eradicated, they're wiped out. And they're erased from the book of deeds of the believer. In the end of this tradition, the Prophet mentions something general about the month of Ramadan, and it reflects what he just said. The Prophet says, "Wahuwa shahrul barakat." The month of Ramadan is the month of bounteous blessings. The word barakat is an Islamic term. It refers to something which may seem insignificant, but has a lot of benefits to it, right? Something which we might take for granted, right? This month of Ramadan, this is an accurate and adequate way of expressing what the month of Ramadan is, because we might do something very small in this month, but it might have great spiritual benefits for us. It might lead to a lot of rewards. It might lead to many of our sins being forgiven, right? And this shows us that this month of Ramadan could be accurately and adequately described by saying that it is the month of barakat, spiritual barakat and blessings. This beautiful tradition has been narrated in the famous book of Hadith, Biharul Anwar, volume 96, page 340, and it's the fifth Hadith on that page. In a very similar tradition, it's been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam that he said, that the month of Ramadan is the month of God, the month of Sha'ban is the month of the Holy Prophet, and the month of Rajab is my month. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the month of Ramadan in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد عودتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني
لا
let's recite the Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Welcome back to the Let's Read and Recite the Quran Kareem. So we were talking about Hamzatul Wasl and
Hamzatul Qat.
So we talked about two of the most differences between these two Hamza.
Position,
right?
And the shape.
Yeah, the shape of the Hamza and the position it takes in a word. So we said about the shape that Hamzatul Wasl.
It's like Sad. It has the head of
the head or the front of Sad on the top.
It has the head of Ain.
Yes. And it always takes a harakat, right? A-E-U. But Hamzatul Wasl
does not.
There is one thing that if you start at the word that has Hamzatul Wasl, you need a harakat. All right? And you also learned, if a word starts with alif and lam, the alif is always Hamzatul Wasl. And how to read it when you start from the word? You have to put a fatha, not a kasra or dhamma. Like what? Alhamdulillah. Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahim. Right?
Malik.
Okay. So that is about something. That is about Hamzatul Wasl and Hamzatul Qat, the two important differences. Inshallah, we'll talk about the rest of the differences as well. And one more thing I told you about, if there are nouns in the Quran without alif lam, you have to put, if you want to start from the word that has a Hamzatul Wasl, okay? You have to put a kasra, okay? Start it with the kasra. How do you say that? For example, you say Ibn
Muhammad.
Yeah? Yabna Adam. Okay? Yabna Adam it is, okay? Or Yabna Ummi. Yabna Ummi. If you start from Ibn, the word Ibn, you say with kasra. Ibn. You don't say Ubn. You don't say Abn.
Inna
Jahannam. No. That is Hamzatul Qata. Look at the harakat. Look at the Hamza.
Yes.
Mr. Hamza, don't forget him. For example, the next one, Ithnan. What? Ithnan. Okay?
No.
For example, ism.
Ism means name.
Ism means name. Yes? Hamzatul Wasl it is, okay? So, for example, bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Bismi. It is bi-ismi. If you do not pronounce that ba, you have to put a kasra at the bottom of alif and you say ism. Right, Mahdi?
Ism means name.
Yes.
And
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. Understood?
Yeah.
Yes. Remember, okay, sometimes, if it is Hamzatul Qata, of course you should have that head of Ayn or Hamza and a harakat. But if it is Hamzatul Wasl, sometimes you see that, most of the times, you see that front of Sad on the top of it. Yeah. But sometimes you don't see it. There is nothing. There is nothing on the top of it. There is nothing on the top of it, okay? Understood?
Yes.
One more thing about Hamzatul Qata. Hamzatul Qata can appear in different forms. Hamzatul Wasl is Hamzatul Wasl.
Yeah.
That is alif with a front of Sad, okay? Or sometimes nothing. But Hamzatul Qata, Hamza, appears in different forms. How? It is very, it is like this. It sometimes sits on this chair, sometimes on the other chair, sometimes on the other chair.
Sometimes
alone, standing alone.
Sometimes on the head.
Yeah, so sometimes it is alone, just a hamza, no alif.
Yes.
Just a hamza with a harakat. Ja'a.
Also, it can be like in the middle, instead of adding.
But if you have alif, to read it, if it's alone.
Yeah, if it is on the top of any other letter, you have to read it. Okay, Hadi? You have to read it.
If it's like.
So.
Yes. Also, in middle, like. In the middle, also, like. The B, but without any dot, instead of up, Hamza, and down.
B and?
Not B, like, just one bump like this and Hamza.
Now I'll tell you what it is, okay? So, the first shape for Hamzatul Qata is that it comes alone. Forms, okay? Comes alone. Four different forms it has. So, alone, no alif, no other letter. Next one, waw, alif, on the top of Aleph or at the bottom of Aleph, one Hamza. So it sits either on the top of Aleph, a chair called Aleph, or at the bottom of Aleph, hides down, okay, there. Or sometimes it sits on a chair called Waw. Yeah, Waw. Mu'a Sada, you see. Mu'a Sada. There's Waw on the top of Waw, there is a Hamza. Okay, you don't say Mu Sada. Mu' Sada. Understood? Alam Najal on the top of Aleph. Naba Il at the bottom of Aleph. Understood? Or sometimes it sits on the top of
Waw.
Yeah. Wajia Rabbuka. Wajia Yawma Idhim bi Jahannam. I think it's like this.
What is
Jia? Jia is they it is the verb Ja'a, okay? But the passive form of Ja'a. Ja'a, Ji'a, it becomes. Yeah?
No.
So he has been confused. No problem.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات المولى.
IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Xavier International Schools presents
والكون الواسع في صدري أحضنه أرضا.
Let's recite the Quran.
So remember that four forms for Hamzatul Qat we have. Okay, Muhammad Yahya?
Yeah.
So whenever you see any form, you have to read the harakat of it. So it comes with harakat. But Hamzatul Wasl only has one form. One form.
Okay, I was saying this one in...
Yes?
Ayah 40 of Suratul Naba here.
Ayah 40 or 14? 40. The last ayah. 40.
Not the last. The last is 42.
No, the last Suratul is Naba? 40.
Suratul Naba has 40 verses.
Abbas.
Okay. Suratul Abbas, verse 42, right?
Yes.
42 or 40? 40. Okay, page 585, Surah Abbas. Muhammad Yahya has something to say. On verse 40, وَوُجُوهُ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَلَيْهَا غَبَرًا. Which one?
That.
The next one?
Hamza and Kasra.
Uh-huh, يَوْمَئِ.
It's not
ye. That's ye. That's ye, okay?
It does not have any dot.
Yeah, it does not have any dot. Instead of the dots, we have a Hamza.
I was saying this.
Yeah? Because it's at the middle of the word, okay? Sometimes, you see sometimes, okay? Like, ulaika. Again, you have. Ulaika. Malaika. Again, you have this one. You have, like, the shape of ya, okay? Either on the top of this ya or at the bottom of this ya, you have. Understood?
Yes.
Yeah. So that is, again, Hamzatul Qata. Do you remember we had different forms of ya?
Yeah.
Yeah, four different forms. No, we had isolated form, we had initial form, we had middle form, we had final form. This is the middle form of here.
Middle form.
Without dots. Instead of the dot, we have Hamza.
Yes.
Understood?
Yes, understood.
Okay, understood. Very good. So, alhamdulillah, we learned many things about Hamzatul Wasl and Hamzatul Qat. So, one more thing. Let's practice some verses of the Holy Quran, okay? About Hamzatul Wasl and Hamzatul Qat.
Sir, understood? From any page of the Quran.
Any page of the Quran you find, okay, you can, you open, you can find Hamzatul Wasl or Hamzatul Qat.
Yeah.
So, let's practice Suratul Abbas. It's okay. Abbas wa tawalla, okay? Let's practice these rules that we have learned so far, okay? These two, three differences. The rest of the differences, inshallah, we'll talk after we practice some, okay? Let's practice. Let's see, have you learned or no? Suratul Abbas, page 585. Recite a salawat, everyone.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa jil faraja.
This word is a bit difficult.
Yes.
So,
Abbas, what I want.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
Okay, participate everyone.
عبس وتولى
عبس وتولى
أن جاءه الأعمى.
أن جاءه الأعمى.
Page 585. 585.
أن جاءه الأعمى.
Are you there? Okay. So
أن جاءه الأعمى.
أن جاءه الأعمى. Okay. So we have. Is it Hamzatul Wasl or Qat'a?
Qat'a.
An. It has harakat, right?
We have another alif.
That is Hamzatul Wasl.
Sir, we have three alif.
Okay.
Hamzatul Wasl and Qatl.
Yeah. Qatl no. Qatl
no.
Qatl.
Hamzatul
Qatl. Okay. Hamzatul Qatl, okay? Qatl. No problem.
He kill everyone.
Qatl. Yeah. So, an ja'a. Is it Hamzatul Wasl or Qatl?
It's Hamzatul
Qata. It is an isolated form, yes?
Yes.
Isolated, alone. Yes, Mahdi?
Yes.
Okay. So, Anja'ahul. Ahul. Alif Lam. Hamzatul Qata or Wasl? Wasl.
And
so,
another.
A'ma. Al-A'ma.
Qat.
We have one Wasl, one Qat here. Yes, Mahdi?
Yes.
We have two. Qat.
One question.
We have four Alif.
Yeah,
four
we have four.
Two Qat.
We have four Hamza. We have four Hamza. Two Hamza tul Qat, three Hamza tul Qat, and one Hamza tul Wasl. Okay. Now, Mahdi, answer me this question. If I read Ja'ahul A'ma, if A'ma I read alone, how do I read it?
A'ma. Al-A'ma.
Al-A'ma or Il-A'ma or Ul-A'ma?
He don't know where. Al-A'ma. No.
Al-A'ma. Al-A'ma. Why Fatha?
Because of Hamzatul Qatl.
Hamzatul Qatl.
Hamzatul Qatl. And
why Muhammad Yahya?
Because in first we should read Fatha.
Because it has Alif and Lam. Alif and Lam. We say in the words that have Alif and Lam, you have to. When you start at the word, you have to put a Fatha on the top of Alif. Al-Arud, Al-Shams, Al-Qamar, Al-Kitab, Al-Rahman, Al-Hamd, Al-Rahim.
Al-Abbas.
Al-Abbas, no. Abbas is its verb.
He's a Shams.
Okay.
So can we go to the Shams?
An-ja'ahu al-A'ma. So thank you so much. We'll be back inshallah after reciting a salawat. But before,
Allahumma salli ala
Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
Thanks, IRB and
CBR. No, listen up. First, we have to give thanks to Allah Almighty first and foremost. Alhamdulillah. Then, thanks to IRIB English Radio. Allahumma salli ala
Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa
jil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا به. هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
The Ocean of Dua.
Allah, 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 All أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Murarisi here with another special edition of this program, The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition and during this sacred and holy month of Ramadan, we'll try to talk about some parts of supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. And we'll be bringing you the commentary on some parts of this supplication. We'll be back again after you listen to some parts of this dua, so stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أو لعلك فقدتني من مجالس العلماء فخذلتني أو لعلك رأيتني في الغافلين فمن رحمتك آيستني أو لعلك رأيتني آلف مجالس البطالين فبيني وبينهم خليتني.
In this part of the Dua Abu Hamza Thumali, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, لَعَلَّكَ فَقَدْتَنِي مِنْ مَجَالِسِ الْعُلَمَاءِ فَخَذَلْتَنِي. Perhaps I stopped visiting the gatherings of scholars, so you forsook me. أَوْ لَعَلَّكَ رَأَيْتَنِي فِي الْغَافِلِينَ فَمِنْ رَحْمَتِكَ آيَسْتَنِي. Or perhaps I sat in the company of forgetful and careless people, so you withdrew your mercy from me. أَوْ لَعَلَّكَ رَأَيْتَنِي آلِفَ مَجَالِسِ الْبَطَّالِينَ فَبَيْنِي وَبَيْنَهُمْ خَلَّيْتَنِي. Or perhaps I enjoyed the conversation of vain jesters, so you kept up my friendship with them. أَوْ لَعَلَّكَ لَمْ تُحِبَّ أَن تَسْمَعَ دُعَائِي فَبَاعَدْتَنِي. Or perhaps I did not crave for what I asked for, so you sent me away. أَوْ لَعَلَّكَ بِجُرْمِي وَجَرِيرَتِي كَافَيْتَنِي. Or perhaps because of my offenses, I have been chased away. أَوْ لَعَلَّكَ بِقِلَّةِ حَيَائِي مِنْكْ جَازَيْتَنِي. Or perhaps it was my lack of conscience that made you cut me off. Brothers and sisters, when we have a look closer at these parts and sentences of the supplication, what we find out is that this fact that we can even talk to our Lord is a very blessing itself. Sometimes we really want to engage in supplication and prayer when the time is right, but we realize we are not in that mood and in that state to talk to our Lord. Sometimes we even forget that we are in the state of supplication. We are talking to the Lord. We are saying our prayers. So what can be explicitly found out from this part of the supplication is that there are some certain actions that contribute to the deprivation of our opportunities for getting ourselves closer to our Lord. There are some opportunities for worship. There are some opportunities for supplication and saying prayers that we might miss and we might be deprived of because of our past actions.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم
The month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for the people and clear proofs of guidance and criterion. So whoever cites the new moon of the month, let him fast it. And whoever is ill or on a journey, then an equal number of other days. Allah intends for you ease and does not intend for you hardship, and wants for you to complete the period and to glorify Allah for that to which He has guided you, and perhaps you will be grateful.
When Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, لَعَلَّكَ فَقَدْتَنِي مِن مَجَالِسِ الْعُلَمَاءِ فَخَذَلْتَنِي, perhaps I stopped visiting the gatherings of scholars, so you forsook me. أَوْ لَعَلَّكَ رَأَيْتَنِي فِي الْغَافِلِينَ فَمِن رَحْمَتِكَ آيَسْتَنِي, I sat in the company of forgetful careless, so you withdrew your mercy from me. Apart from the fact that there is this sunnah of Almighty Allah, that when you are in the company of the forgetful people, you are far away from the mercy of the Lord. It is also logically true, because a person who spends day and night in somehow vain activities, he cannot concentrate in his prayer. He cannot focus. He cannot keep this fact in his mind that he's talking to his Lord. We also have this fact reflected in the traditions. There are some traditions that say sometimes God deprives his servant of the opportunity to engage in the night prayers because of his commission of sins during the day. So there is this kind of relationship between our past actions and our future opportunities we're going to have. So this part, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is trying to tell us that if you want to succeed in your supplications, if you want to succeed to reach that state of true servitude, if you want to have the opportunities of reading the Holy Quran, if you want to have the opportunities of saying your prayers at the right time, you must provide some preliminaries beforehand. Your heart needs to be in that state, without which you are not able to reach that desired state in your prayers and in your supplications. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, لَعَلَّكَ لَمْ تُحِبَّ أَن تَسْمَعَ دُعَائِي فَبَعَدْتَنِي, perhaps I did not crave for what I asked for, so you sent me away. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is urging us to be very careful of our actions. If we want to see ourselves in the presence of our Lord, if we want have the opportunities for recommended prayers, for recommended supplications, we must not entertain worthless ideas in our minds. And these things somehow stand in the way of presence of our hearts if we want to get closer to Allah's mercy. Thank you for staying with us, brothers and sisters. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته You are listening to IRIB English Radio and you are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems, questions and issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their offspring. The answers are based upon the noble Quran and the narrations of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and his holy progeny. We have in the studio our guest speaker, Sister Radhia Batul Najafi. Salamun alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
In this episode, inshallah, we will talk about some another issues regarding upbringing of our teenagers, and that is about the role of encouragement and punishment, because these are side by side. Always, whenever there is encouragement, there is punishment also.
Yeah, the way Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala
balances the life.
Yeah, this balances the life. Yeah, yeah, the way Allah says about His Prophet, that my prophet is Bashir and Nazir, yeah? Like his warning sometimes, and sometimes he's giving good tidings.
Yeah, good tidings.
Yeah,
Bashir
good tidings.
The person who gives
good
tidings.
Means to invite, to appreciate, to encourage, come towards Allah. You know, these are the good tidings, yeah? And sometimes he's warning, he's giving all those very scary, you know, side of the hereafter, especially if we commit some sins. So the same way, when Allah has chosen a prophet to train us, yeah?
Yeah.
So for our training,